In this bulletin, Australia's Defence Force on standby as the Weather Bureau warns New South Wales to brace for heavy rain and flooding. Thousands protest for abortion rights in Australia in the wake of the Roe v. Wade decision in the United States. And in sport, European police investigate potential doping in the Tour de France. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The Defence Force says it has resources on standby as parts of New South Wales brace for intense rainfall and possible flooding. The Bureau of Meteorology says there's a risk of severe flooding around the Illawarra region and Hawkesbury and Nepean areas in Sydney from Sunday through to next week. The State Emergency Service has already received 240 requests for assistance since 6 o'clock this morning in the South Coast area. The New South Wales Emergency Services Minister Steph Cook says two helicopters and 100 troops are ready if needed.
My message to everyone today is if you have not yet been impacted by rainfall, don't think you have been spared. We may not have seen the worst of it yet. There is a very real threat of an East Coast low developing into Sunday.
Thousands of Australians have joined rallies across the country to show support for women in the United States following its Supreme Court decision overturning the established Roe v. Wade legal precedent. The decision from the conservative majority court has paved the way for abortion to be outlawed in about half of US states after 50 years guaranteeing women the constitutional right to safe and legal pregnancy termination. Protests against the decision are being held in most Australian capital cities, with organisers saying despite the decriminalisation of abortion in Australia, issues remain. Organiser Kirsten Black says access to services remains uneven across the country.
Women still face huge barriers to accessing services, and this is particularly true for women living in rural and remote areas of Australia. We know that these women are 1.4 times more likely to have an unintended pregnancy, and yet their access to abortion is substantially reduced because many of these surgical abortion services only exist in metropolitan centres.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he doesn't want an apology from Prime Minister Anthony Albanese over the bungled handling of a cancelled submarine deal. Mr. Macron says the new Australian PM is not responsible for what happened. Mr. Albanese and his French counterpart have held their first official meeting in Paris after Australia scrapped a $90 billion submarine contract last year. Mr. Macron was asked if Mr. Albanese should apologise over the handling of the deal, but the French president indicated the relationship had mended.
The visit, which comes after our telephone conversation a couple of weeks ago, right after your election, and after the moments we spent together on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Madrid, marks the will to rebuild a trust-based relationship between our two countries, and a relationship based on mutual respect, after we both know a difficult phase.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has condemned Russia's missile strike on a residential building in Odessa that's left at least 21 people dead. The Kremlin denies targeting civilians, with spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying Russia was aiming for a munition warehouse and places of concentration and training of mercenaries. But Mr. Zelensky says civilians are clearly being deliberately attacked.
Three missiles on a normal residential building. On a 9-story block in which nobody was hiding any weapons, any military equipment, any ammunition, as Russian propaganda peddlers and officials always say these strikes are targeting. It was a simple building housing 160 people, and the people living there were ordinary people, civilians.
At least 5 people have been killed by a series of severe earthquakes in Iran. There was an initial 6.1 magnitude quake, followed by 2 other earthquakes of up to 6.3 magnitude, and more than a dozen aftershocks in the south of the country. Officials say the tremors flattened the village of Sayer Kosh near Iran's Gulf Coast, and rescue work is being carried out with tents provided as emergency housing. to cycling, and police have raided dozens of properties across Europe as they investigate suspected doping by the Bahrain team in the Tour de France. Investigators have raided 14 homes across several countries, as well as Team Bahrain's hotel in Denmark. The European Agency for Criminal Justice Cooperation says more than 450 capsules containing an unidentified substance were seized during the raids. The investigation is ongoing. And that's the latest news from SBS.